"Father," I yelled, "I'm inside the king salmon. My father, the chief of our village, cut open the belly of the giant king salmon, and suddenly I could see light. I pulled myself out, and my father and mother were amazed to see me. 'You've grown into a fine young man. You've been gone for so long. Where were you, and how did you come to be inside this king salmon's belly?' 'Well,' I said, 'I have much to tell you. Let me prepare the salmon for you, and I will tell you my story.' The king salmon was so big, it fed the entire village. After everyone had eaten, and all the scraps and bones had been placed into the fire, we drank water, and I told the whole village my story. On a cold winter night 5 years ago, I stole my mother's food she kept hidden from the people in a bentwood box. I ran into the forest to eat it, but the food inside was spoiled. It was very dark, and I lost my way. I could not see where I was going, and I was very hungry and afraid. Then I saw a light and followed it to the banks of a river. The light came from a huge canoe that was shining in the darkness. These men in the canoe were wearing garments that were shining and beautiful. They called me to them and told me they would take me away to my uncle in a nearby village. I was so cold and hungry, I got into the canoe with them and we went down the river and followed the coastline, and I fell asleep. When I awoke, we had just arrived on the shores of a strange and beautiful village with an enormous house. A huge man brought me inside. He told me he was the high chief of all five villages. These were salmon people under the sea. In their world, they look like us. The big chief of the king salmon people told me humans are thoughtless and careless, and if we did not follow their laws, we would all fall sick, starve, and die. He declared to the four other salmon chiefs that I will live as a salmon for 5 years to learn all their ways. I spent 1 year in the village of the sockeye people, 1 year in the village of the dog salmon people, 1 year in the village of the humpback people, and 1 year in the village of the coho people, and 1 year in the village of the king salmon people. Each salmon chief took me in and treated me as his own nephew and showed me how they live. The salmon chief showed me how to keep food coming back year after year. They showed me how greatly they suffer when humans break their laws. Everyone, listen closely. Everything is connected. The power of heaven flows together throughout the world. The trees pull down the rain. The rain fills the rivers. The salmon give themselves to the river and the forest and the animals and birds. The salmon feast in the ocean and then give their own bodies so the trees, the rivers, animals, and humans may feast upon them. This forms the great cedar tapestry made of all things under heaven. I was told that humans came from the stars, sent by heaven to witness the glory of the world. The salmon people taught me how to listen to the trees, the wise animals, the rain, and the waves. Chief Chinook told me that when my mouth is open, my ears are closed. He told me to sit still as a flounder under the sand at the bottom of the ocean. Only then would I be able to hear. Humans must live in peace and only take as much as we need. This way, everything will come back again next year. When we take from the forest, the ocean, the land, we are, in truth, only borrowing their power. We were never meant to keep it only for ourselves. They are our brothers and sisters, and we must give it back with love and respect. If we keep it, we will starve. When we give away the power, the world will be full of abundance. It is easy for us to forget just how soft and fragile we are. We depend on the world, which blesses us with everything we need to live well. If we listen, The guardian spirits will guide our hearts inward to the spark of heavenly power within each of us called our soul. They will teach us how to potlatch and how to create magnificent things. We will reenact these powers so that we will always remember that if the salmon disappear, all humanity will suffer greatly and die. We have not been good listeners, because we are always taking, always talking. When we take too much, we are pulling apart the great cedar tapestry. When we make war, hoard our food and wealth selfishly, we are tugging at the warps and wefts of the great cedar tapestry. This is especially dangerous because we humans are woven in with everything else. What we do to the world, we do to ourselves. We must honor these laws and mend what we have torn. We must take care of all our brothers and sisters as they take care of us. We must remember that we humans are like children, always in need, but Mother Earth is ancient and wise and always provides. As long as we respect the salmon, the forest, the ocean and the rivers, so long as we love them all as our own family, our great-grandchildren and their great-grandchildren will always have enough. We promise to live together in peace. This is the story and song we will teach our children. This is the law which will guide our people as the fire guides us to shore. Close your eyes and listen to the spirits. Open your mind and you will see all the colors flowing together. Look inside your soul and you will know that we are all of one heart. Now, open your eyes. Make goodness and wellness a part of everything you do, and your life will be a blessing.